This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The hour. Maybe we should have some Christmas music here, Kara. It's the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is out for the rest of the week. However, Victoria Keelan is back with us, thank heavens, and Victoria Jones is here as well. Ms. Jones, Ms. Keelan, Ms. Schillen at the controls in Washington at our studio there. The reason I want a little Christmas music is because, once again, a station, or actually two this week, have become permanent all Christmas music outlets for the 2018 holiday season. If you don't think Christmas is upon us, now you know that it is. This is...
I'm not ready for it, but I'll do it anyway.
I don't get ready for it at this point before, although lots of people like to listen to the variety, the Christmas music, because there's so much more variety than the 900 songs that are played in most playlists and most formats. So how many Christmas songs, how many different versions of the popular songs are there? Lots of them, so it's variety.
So let's see.
I do have a confession to make, and that is that I was in... Yes, I do. I was in Home Depot at the weekend buying carpet tape, and I walked over to the Christmas area to look at lights.
Did you buy some?
No, I didn't. I'm probably going to go to CVS.
Buy them at CVS, yeah.
But okay. Pre-Halloween Christmas, that just seems wrong.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
I know we've totally ignored Thanksgiving at this point, but pre-Halloween is a little much.
I didn't see, by the way, I was out last night, and I didn't see that many people. I was in a few neighborhoods. I didn't see that many people doing trick-or-treating last night. For whatever
reason.
Yeah,
I had a couple friends who were at home with candy, and they said at least for the first few hours, no one came by.
Nobody's around.
Whereas
yeah.
My sister in Baltimore said that kids came by on Monday trying to get candy. So I guess it depends what city you're in.
All right, so this is...
That is scam.
The whole thing here, the Grand Rapids, Michigan, anyway, is where the conversion is today. Yesterday, Pasco, Washington had a station go all Christmas. So now it's going to be like tumbling dice. And they just all start.
Department stores, everybody flips the switch today. Is that your prediction? November 1st?
Yep, that's it. So just before we get to your story, Victoria, there's a woman making news today because she dressed up as Beyonce for Halloween. She's making news because she put on a black face. And the consequences were that she's been fired from her job as a nurse at a hospital in Kansas City because her name is Shelby Heenan. She is a wife and mother, shared the picture of herself on Facebook posing in the costume that Beyonce was wearing, and she was with her husband, who I believe is black.
Did she do blackface? Is that why
she did blackface? Yeah.
Why does it?
Well, that's the thing that's frustrating to me. Is with a costume, you can wear a costume without having to do that part. Like we were talking about. Why did I just forget her name? Gabrielle. Dwayne Wade's wife, the actress. Gabrielle. She was in 10 Things I Hate About You. Union.
She was Gwen Stefani,
and she had the outfit. She had the blonde wig. She looked just like her. Everyone knew who it was. You don't have to put white powder on your face or black powder on your face or whatever for people to know what your costume is. So I don't really understand the point of it.
No.
Especially when you have to know at this point, unless you live under a rock, what the response is going to be. So I don't understand why.
Whether it's just for fun or not, people don't have any tolerance for it, or at least the social media doesn't. And so there's no tolerance. Nobody wants to have the reflection on their business. That's why if you have Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, it's sad, actually, in a manner of speaking, because I don't see this woman was trying to do something that was negative or bad. She was trying to have some fun, but you can't do this anymore. We don't have any tolerance for this.
Well, I think there are some people who are ignorant, and I think there are some people who are sort of casually, racist is not exactly the word, but who are casually biased. And I say casually because it's so casual that they're not thinking about the consequences of their actions. And so it's casual, but it is nevertheless biased or racist to do that. So it's
who declares that, Victoria? Who decides?
I think the people against whom it is directed get to declare that.
But in this case, this woman wasn't trying to hurt anybody. She was just trying to have some fun. And her husband,
costumes, you can say the same thing, you know.
So let me ask you this question.
It's Halloween. We're just having fun.
Why is there not the same kind of groundswell of disapproval for the picture that's been floating around since earlier this week, the Kardashian sisters sitting for a photographer with their middle finger up, with the FU, and all of them are express the same thing. It's a picture with everybody's middle finger.
I guess there's a difference in terms of history. I mean, it's vulgar or it's crude, and so I can imagine people not liking it because of that, but there's not a history of people being held back because someone did a middle finger. Yeah.
Well, but don't we think that's vulgar? What's the vulgarity of a black face versus the vulgarity of...
No, that's totally two different things. One's completely culturally insensitive. The other is you just have no taste. You have no class. There's a big difference.
Oh, we can say that easily for the Kardashians.
Blackface originated with people on stage, white people on stage, dressing themselves up and putting on playing black people slaves, and also exaggerating black features and performing extremely crude, racist skits about them. That's what blackface was. That's why it is so appalling historically. Putting a middle finger up against everybody is just revolting. And I think the Kardashians really need to go and live a very quiet life somewhere in a monastery in Portland.
Good luck with that. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but it would be nice.
Right, I agree. I think everyone's just done with them now anyway, but yeah.
All right, Victoria, you are cooking and brewing on something. What's happening?
Well, it's a little bit of health news. So if you've ever been in an argument or if you've had a debate within your household, if you should take your shoes off as soon as you walk through the door, this new study may put you on one side or the other pretty firmly. If you do not take your shoes off, after 1 month, there's a professor of microbiology and environmental sciences at University of Arizona who has put out this new study. He studied the shoes of people for more than a month who walked into their homes and left their shoes on, and guess what is on the bottom of your shoe?
Dog crap.
All kinds of crap.
What, somebody studied the sole of someone's shoe? Is that what you...
Yes.
Really?
He studied the bottoms of shoes for more than a month on a whole bunch of test subjects. He found 90... No, but this is something people do need to know about. 93% had fecal material on the bottom of their shoes. Now, this is everything...
Yeah, 100% on mine. Cow manure.
Well, there you go. Everything from pet waste from the ground outside, splashes from toilets and public restroom floors. If you're on an airplane and you're in the bathroom, that's not water on the floor. So there's lots of stuff that your shoes pick up. We all fly. We all know that.
And those of you who are dumb enough to walk around the plane in your socks.
Oh, my God. That drives me insane. Flight attendants say that's the grossest thing they see because they know what people are walking in. They said they also found E. coli, which is normally a pretty harmless bacteria. However, it can make you sick. It can cause diarrhea, urinary tract infections, respiratory illness, and pneumonia, among other things. They also said if you have any type of immune suppressive situation, if you are compromised, if you do not take your shoes off coming in, you can bring in all kinds of mold and allergens. So, and if you have small children who are constantly crawling around on the floor and sticking things in their mouth, if you do not take your shoes off in your house, your kids are literally eating poop.
So well, it's a good way to build up their immune system.
Are we supposed to keep our shoes on then to protect ourselves? Because that's what I'm getting from this.
Yeah. Well, if you, in your own home, they say if you want to get an antibacterial doormat, apparently that can help remove some of the stuff on your feet, but you really should just kick your shoes off as soon as you get in the house.
No, it's good for building up your immune
system. Slippers, right?
Nonsense.
Not walk around with bare feet.
Slippers. No, wear your shoes.
There, but if you're, well, if your house is really clean, and they say if you have carpet, then carpet, even though you may think it's cleaning the bottom of your shoes, carpet is worse because the bacteria can live in carpet so much longer.
There's nothing worse than wall-to-wall carpet in anybody's home. That is deadly. That's horrible. But little
well, and considering if you have wall to wall and you wear your shoes in the house, you're soiling your own rug with outside poop. It's disgusting.
Guess I'm gonna die, but somehow I seem to be the healthiest person on this show with my wall to wall carpeting because I'm here all the time and I'm the only person in the on the show who like hasn't had to go to the hospital in the last week.
Do you take your shoes off when you go in the apartment?
I do sometimes. If they're tall boots, then sometimes I walk to my room. But what are you... So I know people, you take your shoes off and they leave them all by the door. I've got about 45 pairs of shoes.
I know.
So am I supposed to...
You can get a shoe rack.
I guess, but what if you have two roommates? Is it okay you take them off and carry them to your room and then put them away in the closet?
As long as you're not tracking stuff all around.
Food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iccars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%. Following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric and high-value cars. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Music time at 23 and change after the hour here on the DJV program. Every day during the hours of the program, we spend some time focused on music, some of the stars, what's going on with them. Such is the case with Sheryl Crow, who is in the background. Let's bring her in the foreground. You want to do that? Yeah. It's one of my favorite songs. Because I know the restaurant she sat in, Mel's. If you don't know where Mel's is, it's on Santa Monica Boulevard next to the Jaguar Rover dealership. That's where she wrote this song.
She's fancy.
Oh, yeah, right. Olympic skater and commentator Scott Hamilton gets to combine his big love, skating and music, for the third year in a row with his Scott Hamilton and Friends event in Nashville. It'll be November 18th. The event raises money for Hamilton's CARES Foundation. He'll be joined by Sheryl Crow and Christy Yamaguchi. Remember her? How many people remember Christy Yamaguchi?
Sure.
Raise your hands. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Skating legend, sure.
And it wasn't that long ago that she won, right? If I remember correctly. I'm trying to remember when she did win.
Right. It's been a while, but she's still big on the pro circuit, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, the event will feature many of the top skaters in the world performing to the music of Brothers Osborne, Florida Georgia Line, Styx Tommy Shaw, Mercy Me's Bart Millard, Chelsea Field, and Steve Cropper. What a great guitarist he was. I just have to remember the guy playing the guitar with Aretha in the Blues Brothers. That's Steve Cropper. Hamilton says it's a labor of love. The fact that I get to create and collaborate with Sheryl Crow on an event that raises money for cancer, which we both survived, which combines music and skating, it's amazing. I'm pinching myself. Sheryl says, I'm constantly telling people about this. It's not like any other night you can ever see because you're hearing so much great music and you have, world champion skaters performing to the hits. It's a fun night. just a great night for families, and it's great because for a great cause. So an event that you can definitely not miss. Don't miss it. You can get there. Musical lineup, something that thrills Ms. Crow, particularly a chance to perform with Steve Cropper, one of her musical heroes. She said, I grew up very close to Memphis. That sound really informed my sound. I took a lot from those early records, and to be able to work with him, he's really the architect of a whole genre of music. I think that's true in many ways. As Cheryl also teases a surprise mystery guest, adding, this year, we have a great surprise, which we're not announcing. We have another great coming out. Yay! All right, so that's November the 18th, 2 weeks from this Sunday. Also, musically, a focus on Blake Shelton hitting the road with the artists who influenced him. His Friends and Heroes tour for next year, joined by veteran country acts John Anderson. Oh, he's great. Old John, he's been around forever, but lots of he's a great old traditional country singer. Trace Atkins, the Bellamy Brothers. That'd be a good take, actually. This is a pretty good take. Lauren Elena is going on the road with him. He said, quote, I'm excited about my tour because it's taking me where I'm from, and the music I listened to growing up, actually introducing it to a whole new audience. I can't imagine anything but John Anderson thing. This is a great time. Anyway, he says, I can't wait for one of my newer friends and heroes, Lauren Elena, to blow the crowds away. So the
she's
Friends
been
and Heroes
for
tour.
Him on,
has
on
she?
Tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's from American Idol. I think she placed second in her season, but she's very, very good, and she has been doing well in the country world, which isn't always easy coming from a singing TV show.
Oh, well, I would say she's mentioned in about 50% of the country stories that we do. She's always opening for someone or doing something, so I imagine she's going to blow up.
So that's good. And VIP tickets are available. They'll be able to meet Shelton and pose in his chair from The Voice, all that kind of stuff. By the way, The Voice is in its 14th season. I don't remember that. Been around since 2011, so they do two seasons a year. So that's the Blake Shelton announcement. 28 after here on the DJV program.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that was not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is one of the most important elections of our lifetime. This election will decide whether we build on an extraordinary prosperity that we've achieved probably the greatest economy in the history of our nation.
President Trump holding a Make America Great Again rally in Columbia, Missouri, where Republican Josh Hawley running against incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill. A Fox News poll has them tied as of Halloween on October 31st. The president talking about his top priority, securing the border and not allowing people in the caravan into our country.
Did you see how tough these young men, strong, tough, what they did to the police, the Mexican police, and breaking through the border? These are tough people, and we're not letting them into our country. They're not coming in illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
JB Show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, and Kara Schillen. Jennifer off for the rest of the week. We proceed with people in the news. Oprah Winfrey up first here. She is going to campaign for Stacey Abrams, running for governor in Georgia. Oprah is endorsing Mr. Abrams. She says she'll join him in town hall events this week, expected to do some door-to-door campaigning. The election next Tuesday. How many people do you know, all of you, go around the room? Kara, does everybody in your circle of friends vote?
I hope so. Most of them do, and if they don't, they haven't said anything about it, probably because they know they'll be shamed by everyone else. But
all right, so there's an activity in your group. This is a focused activity. people that you know will actually vote? And do you talk about the candidates who are running when you get together socially?
Sometimes we don't do as much of that. I think people just kind of do the research and discuss for themselves. Some people, if they're... I mean, I have been talking about the governor in Maryland with some friends because I am trying to figure out who I'm going to vote for, because Larry Hogan, who's the governor in Maryland, is Republican, but he's also pretty much understands his constituents. It's a pretty liberal state, and so it's kind of this toss-up of who's the more important, what's the more important goal? Do you want Democrats? Do you want Republicans? And so it's, we have been talking about that, but it's more of a general discussion of when we're going out to vote. I know people who've already early voted, they've sent stuff in, or they're going out to the polls now. So that's more of a discussion of when people are going to go versus who they're voting for.
Victoria Jones in Washington, you're in a circle, your company, the DC radio company, focusing a lot on political activity because that's the nature of working the radio in Washington. So when you get away from it, what do you and your friends talk about with regard to who to vote for, voting in general, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's an interesting mix because I've got a lot of friends who are not into politics at all, into more sort of spiritual related things. Some of them are voting. They're voting based on some of them are voting based on being actively engaged and concerned in the issues of our time. Others are voting based on the character of the individual. That most of those people are not voting based on party. Then I've got friends who are very politically oriented. They're voting. Got very few friends who are not thinking of voting. Those people, I'm telling, vote.
Yeah. All right. And in your circle, Victoria Keelan?
In my circle, my friends have gotten more and more active over the last, you know, year and a half or so. And most of my friends have been on the local scene in New Jersey, which is where we now live. They've been very active, canvassing, door-to-doors, rallies, things like that. So it's very much on the top of mind for my whole group. Mm-hmm.
Well, interesting to go back to Oprah for a second. She's not really into politics outwardly. She did support Obama. Remember that before the 2008 presidential election? And then she made it clear the first couple of years she wasn't happy about what he was doing at all. But there were those who said that she brought him a million votes in the primary especially. So anyway, this guy, Stacey Abrams, says, I'm honored to have Oprah join me.
That's a woman, Stacey Abrams.
Oh, is it?
Georgia.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. She'll be the first black female governor in the United States.
So one wonders, is that why Oprah is the question for many will be, whether it's superficial or not, is Oprah supporting her because she's black, because she's a woman, or because she's the best candidate for the job? Somebody's got to have asked her that question at this point,
sure,
or will.
Yeah. Well, the guy that she's up against, Jimmy Carter's been calling for him to resign, the guy Kemp. So apparently, and I don't know much about Georgia politics, but from everything I've read, apparently he's a bad guy. So I think that it's, you know, it's probably a combination of a lot of
things. So is this a safe, the other side of it, to look into Oprah? She doesn't usually do things that aren't safe. So is it a safe bet that she's in on this because she figures that Stacey Abrams is going to win?
I think that it's so close that I think she feels like she maybe will have some influence to push it over to the other side in Stacey Abrams' favor. It's a very tight race. Like a lot of people are going, you know, and supporting Beto O'Rourke against Ted Cruz. That race is also pretty tight.
Yeah.
So we'll have
but
to
then
see,
does
you
it
know.
Get to be black and white? And does that break down our social fiber and fabric? Is it when it gets down? I mean, that we know a lot of people voted for Obama because he was black. Whether he was the best candidate or he wasn't the best candidate.
I don't know that you can say a lot of people voted for Obama
because
he was black.
In my circle of friends, and I have any number of...
I think it's more than that, though. It's not that they're just looking at him and saying, oh, he's black, I'll vote for him. I think it's the feeling that if he is the same, from the same background as them, then he will have more of an understanding and he will cater more to them, which is something that is important for all voters. You want a president that's going to cater to your needs. I think it's more than just being the
or any politician.
Yeah.
You'd like to think he's going to pay attention to what you think is important. That's true. Yeah.
Well, I think people vote for people that they see something of themselves in
that
person.
I am, Mr. Naivete.
Good or bad.
And I don't want to dig a hole here because we've got other things we've got to do. But I think it's such a shame that people do feel that way. How we've gotten to this point is obvious because there are a lot of racists, a lot of people who don't like other people because of the color of their skin or their religion or whatever it is that people use to separate themselves from others to make them feel better about themselves, when in fact there's no correlation to reality. It just is how you feel. And we vote on our feelings oftentimes more than we vote on facts. When we continue, we're going to talk about Veterans Day and the special significance to the American Legion for Armistice Day, for Veterans Day 2018, coming right up here on the DJV program.
Attention humans, Sprint is giving away $250,000.
That's right, Atlas. There are 250,000 reasons to check out Sprint this fall. Our Rake in the Cash sweepstakes is from November 2nd through the 8th. Simply drop into your local Sprint store and enter to win your share of $250,000.
My analysis confirms that's a big pile of money.
The Rake in the Cash grand prize is $100,000. And 150 winners will receive $1,000. New and existing customers can enter to win. You get extra entries when you open new accounts, upgrade your phones, activate a watch or tablet, and there are bonus entries for each year you've been with Sprint. There's no purchase necessary. Simply visit your local Sprint store for official rules and complete details.
Hurry, humans. The sweepstakes ends November 8th.
And there's never been a better time to try the Sprint network. When you visit Sprint, check out our network built for unlimited and all the amazing unlimited plans.
Legal residents of the United States, Puerto Rico, and District of Columbia, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sponsor Sprint Communications Company, L.P.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass with aging. There's even worse news for women. Female night owls tended to have more belly fat and a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. We don't know exactly why this is, but nocturnal lifestyles can be associated with sleep disorders, and unusual eating times can affect the metabolism over the years. Some night owls smoke more and lead sedentary lives, which has a negative impact too. But here's the kicker. Even if you get as much sleep during the day as night sleepers, it doesn't undo the risk. So, night owls, even though you don't give a hoot about what morning people do, it may be time to conform.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated mpg. Actual results may vary based on Woods Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-91-BIBLE.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Veterans Day 2018 approaching quickly. We've invited Brett Reistad to come join us. He's the national commander of the American Legion. 2 million members. I didn't realize the organization was that big. Welcome in. You are an Army veteran. Where did you serve?
Good morning, Doug. Yes, I served in the United States Army at Fort Myer, Virginia, in a unit called the 3rd United States Infantry Regiment, the Old Guard. And the Old Guard, as it's known, is the Army's official ceremonial unit and escort to the President. Mm-hmm. There I served with a platoon known as the Presidential Salute Battery and rendered honors at Arlington Cemetery to general officers and participated in Jimmy Carter's inauguration and other high-profile ceremonies.
All right, as we get close to Veterans Day, there are lots of issues. Don't even get me started on this. I would take over the interview. You wouldn't have any time. Because I think the outrage, one of the most outrageous, if not on the top of the list, certainly close to the top of the list, is how veterans fare in treatment from the government, which asks them to serve and then basically screws them and forgets about them when they come back. So what role is the American Legion playing in trying to change that reality?
Well, let me begin with a little historical background. The American Legion, when our service members came back from war, were very concerned about the fact that there were not enough resources in place.
This is after World War One, so because this year you're having your 100th anniversary, yeah.
Yes, and there were three disparate organizations in the U.S. government that weren't talking with each other very well, and the American Legion got active legislatively and were able to work with Congress to bring those three agencies together and form what was known as the United States Veterans Bureau, which is today the Department of Veterans Affairs. So mm-hmm. our role is that of a watchdog, and when we see the Department of Veterans Affairs doing well, we pat them on the back. And when we see that there are problems, we intervene as best we can to help them get back on track. There are folks that will say that the VA is the best health care system in the nation, and I think that there are going to be many veterans that agree with it, mm-hmm. but it's not perfect, and we focus our attention on the hospital system that systems that don't work well. We believe that the VA system should be strong and should be supported financially. We think it's a system worth saving, and we are wholly against the idea of privatization. But we understand that there is a need to have a choice program that lets people go outside of the VA when there is a necessity to do so.
So is this part of the GI Bill to get it taken from the public sector to the private sector, because there is so much controversy around how the total picture is taken care of here? There are some, as you've said, good VA hospitals and some that are not good. In my mind, they ought to all be the best, and they aren't. I don't see how you can argue that there is equal treatment for these vets. Isn't that the focus, or shouldn't that be the focus?
Well, that is a focus of ours as well. I mean, I would agree with you that the system's not perfect, but by and large, we hear probably more compliments on the system than negative comments, and we watch very closely as to how the system is evolving, how it's treating our veterans, and when we see that there are issues that need to be addressed, that's when we
get
action.
So let's talk about some of the other issues and not get stuck on this. Spend some time talking about other issues facing vets.
Okay. Issues would include, say, women's health care, veteran suicide. There are more than 20 suicides a day of our veterans around the country. Veterans' homelessness is another issue. Privatization, as we talked about, of the VA is something that we've discussed. We're in the process right now of trying to shepherd through Congress the Blue Water Navy Act, which provides resources and disability benefits and medical treatment to those that served off the shores of Vietnam rather than just in Vietnam.
Inside, yeah. Where do people go for more information about the American Legion and what they're doing now, Mr. Rice?
You go to our national website at legion.org, legion.org, or they can go to their local American Legion post for information.
Yeah. I always thought the American Legion was cool, frankly. I really always have thought that, even as a kid, seeing the soldiers there. All right, so legion.org, thanks to Brett Rystad here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Doug Steffen here with Dr. Joel Wallach, responsible for some of the most interesting, important discoveries in the world of medicine in the past 50 years. Questions for Dr. Wallach, 888-302-3684. One of the things about the modern era, Dr. Wallach, that I have found, at least on my program, we have gone into the last time we visited together, which was probably 10 or 12 years ago, the technology, state of technology was a whole lot different. Today, people prefer to use Twitter and social media or connections on Instagram to connect. So there are questions that they come to me for you on Twitter, for example, at Doug Steffen, or email Doug at DougSteffen.com, and we'll get to some of those questions and other things if you want to call in at 888-302. Doug, for Dr. Wallach, you're welcome to do that as well. And again, I would send you to the DJB Health News website for lots of information. We're talking about, you said something a minute ago, and it piqued my interest because I'm a farmer. I think I said that to you. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we're most concerned about today, Dr. Wallach, is the condition of the soil, because soil has been depleted. It hasn't been respected. The Monsantos of the world and the things that they got farmers to put on their land before they really knew what they were doing to their land. So when we talk about the vitamins and minerals that are, for example, in that healthy start pack that you were talking about, all those essential vitamins and things that come from the soil, how do we ensure, how do you find or how do we get to find really good soil or make the soil better? Is that something you've studied?
Well, I have to congratulate you. Of course, plants only need three elements from the soil to make good seeds for the next generation. All vertebrates, including human beings, require 60. So you can be 57 short, and that's our problem. You go thousands of years ago, the universal fuel was wood. If anybody needed fire for anything, heat, light, cooking, tools, weapons, wood was the universal fuel all over the world. And that would remain the same until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City. Now, 1,000 years before that, maybe 2,000 years before that event, which we'll get to in a second, people started putting wood ashes into the garden as a fertilizer, and it was a great fertilizer. And people recognized that all over the world, and salesmen would go from one place to the next, and they would take the news that if you put your wood ashes in the garden, you get a better yield, and plants are stronger and fend off bugs and all that kind of stuff. We're talking thousands of years ago. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, there's actually an event took place, and there's a museum on Pearl Street in that same location dedicated to that event. The event was Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first electric generating plant for commercial use, and he lit up, I don't know, 50 small businesses when he pulled that switch. And within 10 years, every town, every municipality, every city in the industrialized world had converted from wood as a universal fuel to electricity. Now, there's two questions that have to be asked here to answer your question. Number one, how many wood ashes are left over in your home every morning when you use electricity to fuel your home? None. And then the next question is, where did people get their nutritional minerals after they switched to electricity? Now, most people didn't realize it, even they don't realize it today, that wood ashes are not ashes. 99% of that powder we call wood ashes are really the minerals that were in the soil. Mm-hmm. The tree only needed three elements, like all plants, but if there's 15 minerals there, 25 minerals, 40 minerals, the tree will suck them up. You burn the wood, and the wood ashes contain all these minerals. You throw them in the garden, the plants suck them up. They only need three, but they'll suck up anything that's soluble. And then you eat those plants, you're getting your minerals in that fashion. Nobody knew it. People don't know it today. Well, when we went to the Monsanto and the Dow Chemical fertilizers, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, those are the three elements from the soil the plants must have. After that, it's all sort of like plants don't need it. What happens here is now suddenly in the late 1800s, the early 1900s, there was all these new diseases by the hundreds that came along, and Darwin's writings were getting important there. And so doctors jumped on that, and they said, oh, these diseases we don't know, they're genetic diseases. And they blamed all these nutritional deficiencies on genetics. Arthritis is very simple. It's a deficiency of multiples of nutrients, vitamins and minerals, because a joint is a very complex tissue. It has like 15 different tissues in there. It's not just calcium. Yep. You get an osteoporosis, a doctor will say, oh, just take some more calcium. Well, he's probably 14 nutrients short. And so when I give them the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which has all 90 essential nutrients plus the extra nutrients for the joints, I'll take somebody with a bone-to-bone arthritis. They've been told you can't rebuild cartilage, and in 90 days their body will rebuild all their cartilage using the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And so that's why we're so successful.
A lot of fabulous products that you'll read about on the DJV Health News website. Go to djvhealthnews.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.